Hello, everyone, and welcome back to KillerCast. We are back. After 2 weeks, we're back. I needed a break. I really needed that. I know I said I was going to have a new guest on this episode like 2 weeks ago when I posted the last one, but these last couple weeks have been kind of crazy and things just weren't lining up and there was a lot of personal bullshit I was dealing with and yeah, just needed that 2 weeks to kind of recuperate after like moving and a bunch of other stuff that, you know, doesn't really matter, but the new guest I was talking about will be on an episode coming up, but for today, we have Jaden back again.
Hey.
Here she is, and hopefully she's going to sit close enough to the microphone this time so I don't have to hear people message me about how quiet she is. She is the laziest person with this microphone, I'm telling you. Like, she lays on the ground next to it and just, like, falls over and just expects the microphone to just pick up on everything she's doing.
I thought I was talking loud enough. Apparently, I wasn't. So that's not my bad.
Everybody's like, wow, you're so loud compared to your sister. And I'm like, yeah, because she sits fucking 10 inches away from the microphone.
It was not 10 inches.
If I could tell you how many times I have to edit out me telling her to move closer to the microphone in the past episodes, like, oh my God, I probably have like 30 minutes of just audio of me telling her to move closer to the microphone. But
I think I'm close enough today.
Yeah, I think you are too, hopefully. So stay there. Don't fuck it up, Jaden.
I'll try.
So anyway, yeah, I'm hoping to get back to like weekly. I mean, I'm definitely going to get back to weekly. I just needed those 2 weeks. My life's been kind of crazy. Like, I got a new job, I moved, like just a bunch of stuff. So I'm hoping, you know, once I get this episode out and once I get more episodes out, I won't run into as many problems and can be a little more organized. But I'm not going to give up. I'll just have to take whatever comes to me, work with it, and hope my listeners understand. So, you know, I'm sorry. So anyways, today's episode is going to be a pretty old case and one that still blows people's minds to this day. And that is the Lawson family murders. Jaden, have you ever heard of the Lawson family murders?
I think I watched an episode of BuzzFeed Unsolved about them like 2 years ago. That's about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'd say it's a pretty famous case. Like, if you're into true crime, I feel like you've heard of it. But it's also a really old case, and it is, I don't know if you would consider it solved or unsolved. I couldn't really find, like, any police reports or anything. Maybe I'm just stupid and couldn't find them, but I just couldn't. So I'm not sure if it's considered unsolved or not, but I don't think it is. There's no way for us to really know, but we have assumptions, you know. Yeah. Anyway, there's like a lot of conspiracy around it, so we'll get into that. But let's start with the father of the Lawson family, Charles Davis Lawson. He was born May 10th, 1886 to Augustus and Nancy Lawson. He's from a community called Lawsonville, which is about 10 miles from Danbury and is located in Stokes County, North Carolina. He grew up to be an American tobacco farmer and married Fanny Manring, I believe is how you say that, in 1911.
That's an unfortunate name.
Manring?
Fanny.
Oh, Fanny.
Fanny Manring.
Fanny Manring. Yep. Good old Fanny. And, yep, they got married in 1911. They had 8 children together. Unfortunately, the third oldest, named William, died at the age of 6 in 1920 due to an illness. But the rest of them were named Arthur, Marie, Carrie, Maybelle, James, Raymond, and Mary Lou.
Wow, they...
Really, yeah, they got busy. If you include William, which, I mean, you should, he was still a person, they had 4 boys and 4 girls. So, yeah. I mean, good for them, I guess. In 1918, Charles and his brothers moved to the Germantown area and were sharecroppers for a while. And then by 1927, Charles had saved up enough money to buy a farm for him and his family. So in 1929, around Christmas, Charles decides to take his family out and buy all of them brand new outfits, which was, like, not cheap at all, and get a family portrait taken. And I've seen somebody compare, like, getting a family portrait taken and, like, buying all those outfits back then was, like, the equivalent to a Disney World trip these days.
Seriously?
And, yeah, and he was a tobacco farmer, so, like, I read he was probably, like, middle class, like, lower middle class, so...
So that was significant.
Yeah, and it was just out of the ordinary, especially having, like, himself, his wife, and seven children to buy all new outfits for, and... Yeah.
The Duggars of the early 1900s.
For real. And so, you know, it was a little out of the ordinary, like, raised a few eyebrows, you know?
Yeah.
So, anyway, though, he, you know, took them out, got a picture done. I think it was, like, a couple days before Christmas. Might have been, like, a week. And... It is also said that a few months before Christmas, Charles may have suffered a head injury and was complaining to his doctor about headaches and insomnia. But we'll get more into that later, but for now, let's move on to the crime. So on the afternoon of Christmas Day, 1929, two of Charles' daughters, Maybelle and Carrie, were headed to their aunt and uncle's house to visit for the holidays. You know. Normal family stuff. And as they were passing their parents' tobacco barn, they had no idea that their father was waiting just around the corner with a shotgun.
Oh, on Christmas.
Yeah. And mind you, Maybelle was, let me see how old she was. Maybelle was 7 and Carrie was 12.
Oh,
so like all the kids,
no.
Like Arthur was 16, Marie was 17. Carrie was 12, Maybelle was 7, James was 4, Raymond was 2, and Mary Lou was 4 months old. So they were young kids.
No.
So whenever they passed around like the barn, Charles unfortunately had a shotgun and shot and killed Maybelle and Carrie both. And then to be sure that they were actually dead, he bludgeoned them with the gun as well. He laid their bodies down in the barn with their heads on top of rocks and their arms crossed across their chest. After shooting his two daughters, Charles heads back to the house where his daughter Marie had just baked a cake for Christmas. He meets Fanny, his wife, on the porch and shoots her. As soon as the gun goes off, Marie screams from inside the house, like blood-curdling scream. Of course, like you hear a gunshot on your front porch, like clearly that's not somebody hunting.
Yeah, that's going to raise some concerns.
Yeah, poor Marie. And honestly. As soon as the gun, like I said, as soon as the gun goes off, she screams, and Charles enters the house and shoots her as well. So that's 17-year-old Marie. The two boys, James and Raymond, struggle to find hiding places, but Charles ultimately ends up finding them and shoots both of them as well. Lastly, he goes to the crib and bludgeons his four-month-old daughter, Mary Lou, to death. He places all the bodies with a pillow, but some people say he uses rocks like he did with the other girls, but I'm pretty sure he uses pillows for the ones in the house, and places them with a pillow under their head and their arms crossed across their chest.
I'm still stuck on the fact he bludgeoned his four-month-old daughter?
Yeah. He just, like, murdered his whole family just one day. Like,
oh my God.
And he just, like,
wait,
completely wiped his family out.
We're still missing some children.
No, that's everybody.
Really?
Yeah. He shot Carrie and Maybelle by the barn, and then he came home and shot Fanny, then he shot Marie, then James and Raymond, and then Mary Lou.
Oh, that's 6. 6 kids.
Ah, it is 6 kids. You're right. We'll get to that.
Okay.
So, he, where was I? Oh, yeah, okay. So, he places the bodies with a pillow, but some say it might be rocks, under their head with their arms across their chest. After murdering his family, Charles went into the woods, and after pacing for several hours and writing notes to his parents, Charles killed himself. The only survivor of these murders was the eldest son, 16-year-old Arthur. Charles had sent him on an errand in town just before he opened fire on his entire family, and it's said that it was either one of the family members or the police that found the bodies and found Charles in the woods, but I couldn't figure out which one was true. Like, different sources said different things.
So do you think that he, like, purposefully sent Arthur so that he didn't kill him? Or do you think that was just coincidence and after he sent him, he, like, had his mental break and just did it?
Well, there's a couple theories on that, and we're going to get into the theories after, you know, like, actually right about now. We're going to we're going to get into the theories because now we know, like, you know, the murders, what happened, all that. So I'm sure, you know, everyone is probably like, you know, okay, we get it. He killed his family, but, like, why the fuck? Like, it's just, like, random. Like, why kill your family on Christmas Day just out of the blue?
Yeah, that's not...
I mean, why kill your family at all? But, yeah. Like, it was just, like, random, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's not normally something that you just...
Yeah. So, you know, Arthur survives. We're trying to figure out why. There's really no telling why, to be honest with you, but there are, however, a couple theories, not only about why he killed his family, but also about why he didn't kill Arthur. So here's a couple of the theories, and we can kind of, like, shoot the shit and talk about them.
Okay.
See what we think. So let's talk about why he might have done this in the first place. The first theory is actually that he was framed and everything was staged and that he actually didn't kill his family at all, which... for some reason, I don't really buy.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
But there is, like, some speculation that he might have seen some organized crime or, like, something like that. And possibly, like, somebody put a hit out after him because, you know, he knew too much. There was another thing saying that he had an altercation with a black man, which, of course, you know, back then... I mean, still today, but, you know, it's like racism is huge. So it wouldn't surprise me, but I also don't think that he had beef with a black man and then a black man came and killed his whole family. No, like, I don't buy that.
I don't buy that. I don't know why, but I definitely think that, like, he did it.
Yeah, I do too. But as I mentioned earlier, try to keep in mind that Charles had possibly suffered a head injury in the months leading up to Christmas. You know, it might have caused him to act on impulse, possibly drove him to madness. He was complaining insomnia, headaches, like, you know, he had a lot going on in his head.
I do know that, like, if you, like, hit your head hard enough and your, like, brain hits off of the skull, you can, like, suffer, like, different mental disorders or brain bleeds. Like, it can cause schizophrenia and stuff like
right.
that.
Right. But I did read something that kind of debunks this because I'm pretty sure, now don't quote me on this because I only found this at one source.
All right.
But I'm pretty sure that they did an autopsy on him at Johns Hopkins and they said that there was nothing wrong with his brain. So.
Yeah, and Johns Hopkins is pretty credible.
Right. But then again, you have to keep in mind this was 1929, so, like.
There was,
you know,
a lot of stuff that.
Yeah, there could have been some stuff missed. Yeah. You never really know. But that is one of the theories, and some people say that's why he killed his family, and that he did it entirely because of his head injury. But the most popular theory, and the most disgusting, in my opinion, is that there was some incestuous relationship going on between him and his daughter Marie. So there was a book that came out called White Christmas, Bloody Christmas. It was published in 1990, and it was about, like a whole book about these murders, basically.
All right.
Which is, you know, I commend them for, because, I mean, you look up this murder, and or these murders, I should say, and you can't, like, all you can really find is, like, a couple paragraphs on each website basically saying, like, oh, hey, he, you know, he went in, he killed his family, he probably did it because he was you know,
psychotic,
abusing his daughter, or psychotic. Like, that's really all you find. So to write a whole book on it, but they did like interviews with people they knew and stuff like that. I haven't read the book personally, but I know somebody who has, and they said it's actually like a really good book. So yeah, if you've read it or if you are gonna read it, let me know how it is. But so the most popular theory is that Charles Lawson had raped his oldest daughter, Marie, and that there, you know, it might have been like not just a one-time thing. It might have been going on for a while beforehand. And she like, got pregnant.
Super sadly, that's like was not that uncommon back in the early
1900s. Yeah. And so a lot of people speculate that he had gotten her pregnant, which is nasty as fuck, but yeah.
Appalling.
Apparently the authors of the book had actually heard from people who knew the Lawson family, and the people that knew them recalled rumors of incest in the family, and they actually received a call from someone who said they had gone on a tour of the Lawson house after it all happened, and the tour guide actually said that the incest rumors were factual. The day before the book came out, Stella Lawson, who is the cousin of the Lawson children, Charles had a brother named Marion, and that was his daughter, I believe. She said that she had overheard at the funeral the women of the family discussing how Fanny had confided in them that she thought there was something going on between Charlie and Marie.
Oh, no.
Yeah. In another book that was published called The Meaning of Our Tears, Marie's close friend Ella May says that Marie had told her she was pregnant a few weeks before Christmas and that it was in fact Charlie's, and she also said that Charlie and Fanny were both aware of this. Another friend of the family also said he knew of the drama that was going on in the family, but he didn't really want to speak out about what it was because, like...
So there's, like, a lot of, you know, people backing up this particular theory, which...
And you have to think, too, if they were talking about, like, the women of the family were saying that Fanny had confided in them and said that she thought something was going on. Mm-hmm. So if you put those theories together and say they're telling the truth, Ella May is telling the truth, that would probably mean, like, okay, so Ella May said that Fanny knew that Marie was pregnant. Mm-hmm. So that means she would have known about the incestuous relationship. So if she was just making insinuations about it when she was telling the women of the family, mm-hmm. that has to mean it was probably going on for a while.
Yeah.
Probably, like, she probably had suspicions in, like, 1928 at the latest. Like, I'd say it might have been
What year earlier. Did these murders happen
again? 1929. Christmas of 29.
Yeah.
So,
I think that it could have been, like, a mix of the two, honestly. Like, the incestual activities and, like...
And the brain damage.
The brain damage.
Yeah, it definitely could be.
Like, I mean... I don't think that you can commit the, like, heinous act that he did without having some sort of mental problems.
I agree. I totally agree.
So it definitely wasn't just him being upset that he got his daughter pregnant. Like, there had to have been something else with it. You know what I mean?
Right. But at the same time, like, I just put myself in the brain of a white man in 1929, and I just feel like they were looking for reasons to kill people, bro.
They were, like, also, like, looking for reasons to kill themselves. That was the stock market crash.
Yeah. So it's, like, it's really hard to say. And, of course, like, there's even the theory that Charlie didn't even do it, which I don't believe. I'm just saying, like, that's why I said I don't really know if this case is, like, considered unsolved, because I'm pretty sure they, like, officially say that Charles did it, but there's also people that speculate he didn't, so
yeah, different conspiracy theories.
Yeah. So this part's pretty fucked up, but after the murders, Charlie's brother Marion, who I mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. opened the home up as a tourist attraction as the crime scene was still not cleaned up.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, Marie's cake that she was baking the afternoon was still on the counter.
What the fuck?
Yeah, they had to actually put it behind glass because people were picking raisins off the cake to keep as souvenirs. Yeah. And there's, like, pictures of the crime scene. There's also pictures, like, let me show you this family portrait, bro. Like, it is, it's scary to look at. Like, here, look at this.
Oh.
And if you can see, Fanny's the one holding the baby. Marie is the one standing next to Charles on the other side. It looks like they're the married couple.
Yeah, like,
which a lot of people speculate on that, too, that, like, that just proves even further.
Okay. The way that I'm, like, looking at this is you would expect, I'm just gonna, like, explain what I'm looking at. Okay, okay. So there's
I'm gonna post the picture on the Instagram,
there's
by
children,
the way.
Like, sitting on a bench, the youngest children. Fanny's holding the baby, and then standing behind the bench is Fanny holding the baby. The murderous asshole.
Charles.
I forgot his name. Marie, and then the oldest son that survived.
Arthur.
But Marie and Charles are the ones standing in the middle, and you think that would be where,
and,
like, the mother
look
and
how, look how,
father.
Like, done up Marie looks compared to Fanny.
Yeah, Marie has, like,
she's,
you
like,
can
the
tell
centerpiece of the
yes.
photo, basically.
She has, like, real nice clothes on, her hair's done, and, like, the ringlets that were really popular then, and you can tell that she's wearing makeup because her lips are a darker shade.
Mm-hmm.
And then Fanny's on the right, and her hair's pulled back, and her, like, she's not in a well-lit area of the photo, and it just looks like she was an afterthought.
Mm-hmm. This is that shit that scares me. This is why I'm never getting married, because what if my husband just decided to kill me one day? Like,
that's why you don't marry a man.
Word.
But that's why you don't marry a man. Like, you said that you were putting yourself in the mind of a white man in the 1920s.
That's something
that's
that
just,
I never,
like,
want to do again.
That's, like,
honestly.
That's an activity that I just wouldn't partake in.
Yeah. But, yeah. And, like, oh, my gosh. Like, there's pictures of the crime, like, there's part of the crime scene where,
oh,
you can see the crib,
God.
And stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
No, the crib.
All these pictures are going to be on
blood?
The Instagram, so be careful if you look, because they're kind of gruesome. Yes, that is blood.
They are in black and white, though, so.
Yeah, they are in black and white.
They're not super.
They remind me a lot of the Lizzie Borden crime scene photos, because they're, like,
the Lizzie Borden, that's the house in Savannah, right?
No, Lizzie Borden house is in Massachusetts.
What's the house in Savannah, Georgia?
Well, there's a lot of houses in Savannah, Georgia.
Yeah. Crap. I went past a house in Savannah, Georgia on a ghost tour when we visited there. And it's supposed to be, like, a really active paranormal site.
There's a lot of
and
places
I,
like that.
And I, like, got super lightheaded and almost passed out right where, like, a chick apparently died.
That's crazy.
Yeah, sorry to get off
topic.
If
you can find the name of it, maybe we'll do an episode on it.
I know Megan is my best friend, for people listening. Me and her went on this trip together, and she'll definitely remember the name of the house, but I don't for the life of me.
Yeah, we could do an episode on it, probably, if there's enough info. So, yeah, the house was opened up as, like, a tourist attraction for, like, years. Like, a lot of years. And, like, I don't know. What do the listeners think? What do you think happened? I personally think it was the incest thing and maybe a mixture of the head injury, but
I would say it's the incest thing, and whether the head injury or not, he definitely had some mental problems to kill his entire family.
Oh,
like,
severely.
Yeah, he was definitely not mentally well, and I do think the incestual things.
AKA an old white man.
Yeah.
But, like,
the white men of America.
No, I'm you know the, kidding, kind of. But, like,
I'm not.
I mean,
you know the scene in New Girl where Schmidt's like, a white man? No.
No.
Oh my God, if any of you guys know that, it'll make me feel better. I'm not alone.
You know, all jokes aside, like, this is disgusting. And
yes.
I don't know, like, if it's wrong to sit there and think about why he did this, but I do. Like, this is why I'm doing this case, because I just sit there sometimes and I'm like, I wish that there was a way to go back in time and find out for sure. Because whenever it comes to cases like this, like, you really just don't know. And I wonder, like, if Marie was pregnant, like, and they exhumed the body, would they even be able to find out at this point?
It would depend on how far along.
Yeah, especially because, like, just decomposition and all. Because I just wonder if they'd even be able to find out.
If the stage of development was still in, like, the...
Like
early,
the first trimester.
Yeah, that's no bones. Yeah, it's just, it would have just been tissue and blood vessels, and it would have all, it definitely would have decomposed by now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the world may never know what happened, but it's really unfortunate and sad that this family lost their
lives.
Tragic,
honestly.
Yeah. Even though it's been so long ago, it still just makes you sad. You know?
It's always a tragedy whenever there's things like this happen, you know?
Especially with kids, man. Like that 4-month-old
baby
got me.
Baby,
got me, man. Like, how can you do that? How can you just look at a baby and be like, yeah,
especially your own baby.
Yeah, well, I mean, any baby.
Yeah,
but like.
Any baby, yeah, obviously. But I mean, like.
It's just like, yeah.
You get what I mean.
I mean, six of his babies, you know?
Yeah, like.
That he just murdered.
Six.
Because Arthur lived.
Yeah.
And I actually couldn't find anything of Arthur ever commenting on this.
He probably was severely traumatized and never wanted to speak about it.
Yeah. I don't blame him. But
me
I think
either.
The secret of why it happened died with Arthur.
Probably.
Because I'm pretty sure Arthur did pass away. But, yeah, so, I mean, DM me, leave a comment on any of my posts that I put this on. Let me know what you guys think. Send me case suggestions. I have to pick a case for next week. It'll be another paranormal case. I'm trying to, like, alternate weeks. So if you have, like, a paranormal case that you want to hear about or anything like that, try to get it to me before, like, Friday or Saturday if you want me to do it next week. That way I can get research done and all that.
Like, at some point, definitely talk about, like, the cases revolving around, like, the Conjuring movies.
Oh, yeah, that would be
the
cool.
I don't know if anybody's seen it. It's out on HBO Max, but the new Conjuring movie, so good.
Awesome. I'll have to watch it. I haven't
really
seen it
good.
Yet. Caitlin wanted to watch it with me, my friend Caitlin.
It's really good. The devil made me do it.
Is it good?
Yeah. I don't even like horror movies, and I loved it. It was really good.
That's awesome.
On a bit of a lighter note, if you guys want to know a little bit about Skylar, when we record, I look at the back of her laptop, and I am currently looking at 5 different stickers of Pete Davidson.
They were gifts.
One of which, he's in a brown wig, and I was about to ask her if it was the guy from Blue's Clues, because he's wearing a green and blue striped sweater.
Pete Davidson is a god among men.
He is a gorgeous man, but... So every time, just know anytime I'm on this podcast, I'm staring at Pete Davidson.
Listen, they were a gift.
From who?
Abby. Abby got them for me. So I put them on my computer, okay? Sue me. Anyway, that's all we have for today. Thank you, Jaden, for joining us.
Anytime.
Really coming in clutch here. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at KillerCast Podcast and Twitter at KillerCast Pod. Send me suggestions, all that fun jazz. And I love you all. Bye.